Yes, well, this is the first time that we have actually got a written report back now. Consultants have been appointed over a month ago, and basically they have a budget from last year and again this year from the council's own resources to hire a consultant. The consultant, is their job at the moment is to look from the McClay's Corner down by the new school, by over by the Finn Valley Centre, around Rainham, coming out and through Navaney, up then to the Donegal Road, and then linking up with the Glenfinn Road down by Ring's Factory, and that's called the Western Link, comes round the south of the town. This is something that the Chamber of Commerce and others had asked at the time that the bypass was being proposed, and that was obviously now on the northern side of the town where there's little or no development. It's up by Drumbo Woods, and there's a fear then that all the Northern Ireland traffic, except that it'll be coming up from the Crossroads Village and crossing the border, that would still have to feed into the middle of the town. So the idea now is having a Western Link Road, which is a type of a ring road round Stranorder and Tabal Buffet, and as I say, connecting up then the Donegal Road and down to Glenfinn Road, that this would give direct access on and off the bypass, and also it would open up a lot of lands there as well for future development. And while the TII will not be funding road and tunnel roads within Balbuffet or anywhere else, once this plan is designed and route is agreed, it will be a matter of going directly to the Department of Transport itself. The Department of Transport, they fund all projects, both the TII, rail, local roads, regional roads and any strategic roads. So this road has been designed at the moment. It is also at the top of the countywide strategic roads priority that we drew up 2 years ago. And it's something we believe it probably have to be built section by section. Like it would take millions and millions. But it's something we have to plan for, as well as going out every day and looking at potholes and fixing this and fixing that, and you know, getting repairs and small projects. You know, we have to plan for the future as well. And same as like Dreenan Bridge or any of these other bridges, you go here, Logues Bridge or Cockhill Bridge and Buncrana, the department does agree priorities in the county over a couple of years and works on projects. So we're building towards that. We're building a plan. And say that has just started now. The consultant have only been appointed. They've only been working about a month, and we within the ND will be meeting them before Christmas, hopefully to see the first draft of where it might be going. And obviously that will have to go out to the public and to businesses for their opinion at the very, very start.
Because there had been concern locally with some local businesses that the bypass would impact trade in and out of the town, but this Western Link, you're saying, would actually benefit them as well as alleviating traffic issues within the town centre itself.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce and Business always recognise the need for a bypass or a TNT road around the town. They've always done that. They've never spoke against it. The only thing they've always asked, and rightly so, is that they would be properly linked to the bypass, and that the roads would be, people would be able to get in and out, that they wouldn't have to travel over some of the existing roads, that we would have quite a few obstacles, like well, quite a few housing schemes with schools and various stuff like that, and you know, sooner have traffic using these roads and people would be complaining they want traffic cams. So we asked that as part of the bypass there would be a link road would come into the town, but it needs to go round. It needs to go around Balbuffet and Stranorder. It needs to come around the back of up the Donegal Road, as I say, to service the Glenfinn Road, because there's an awful lot of traffic jams there, as everybody knows, at the Bank of Ireland corner. So if it can come up along Moraine's Factory, cross over from the Donegal Road to Thrush Road, say around Supervalley, and come around Dreenan. And obviously these roads are all wide enough to have footpaths, lighting. Cycle lanes is another big issue. We're encouraging everybody to get out and cycle and walk. And at the moment, there's two major funds happening in the county. One is this Act of Travel, and we have already made applications for, particularly from McClay's Corner down to the new school. We have made applications on there. We've received 100,000, but that won't be near enough to do from McClay's Corner to the new school. We'll be applying again next year. And again, under what has been agreed as a countywide strategic roads priority list, as a 5-year list of the entire county. This Western Link is part of that. So this will, as I say, it will alleviate, it'll open up a lot of that lands at the back of Balfee round there where Fun Park and over around Dreenan and Navney. So some of that road at Navney, for example, at Navney Bridge, if everybody knows it's say Fun Park, that floods frequently and that land is it's impossible to develop it. So we can go slightly further out and develop more land. It allows the town to expand, it allows more services, and it probably allow open up land for more houses as well, because the town will be curtailed. Like, you won't be able to expand out towards the bypass because you have Drumbull Woods, Craigan Woods, you have the River Fan. So the town will develop eventually southwards, but you need to have a road in place, properly serviced roads with sewer, lights, footpath, cycle lanes. And this is something we feel it is a long term project. It will be done section by section. It'll cost a lot of money, but as I say, besides just troubleshooting on a day-to-day basis, we also have to plan for the future.